To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And hot damn, we've made it to conference championship weekend. Welcome in to BetMGMU alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. We are live coast to coast on the BetMGM network, always available inside your Odyssey app and, of course, in podcast form wherever you get your audio. Just search for BetMGMU. We got a lot to get to today, obviously the conference championship games, how it affects the CFP picture, because we had one massive, well, not massive, but we had a big upset last weekend that changed the rankings and could affect how things shake out now for teams on the bubble, Notre Dame, Miami, BYU. And of course, everybody has gone out and found themselves a new coach, except Penn State. Do they know that they need to have a coach next year? Are they aware of that being a thing that exists? I don't know. Plus, we'll get you our favorite plays of the weekend. Maybe a little pizza money parlay to sprinkle something on as well. Plenty to get into. Let's start with what happened just in the last few days. Tuesday night, we had the latest edition of the CFP rankings come out. After an A&M loss in Austin, that was the biggest shakeup. A&M drops from 3 all the way down to 7. So Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon, Ole Miss all move up. And Texas got a nice little bump, but they're still on the outside looking in. You got 3 losses, Longhorn fans. Sorry, it's not happening. They are right behind Notre Dame at 10, BYU at 11, Miami at number 12. And that is where we dive back into the same conversation we've been having for a month and a half now. How is Notre Dame, who beat Miami or lost to Miami straight up ahead of Miami in the rankings? And could a BYU upset in the Big 12 championship game throw everything into chaos? Because that would put Miami and Notre Dame right next to each other in the rankings and finally give the committee reason to use that head-to-head result to leap Miami over Notre Dame. Let's start there, John. Choppy's had plenty to say on this topic over the last month and a half, so I'll let you lead us off on the Miami-Notre Dame conundrum and whether Hurricane fans should be rooting for BYU this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's still definitely some convoluted scenarios, perhaps. You know, it is a tough one to square because they played a game and Miami won it. And, you know, you look at what both of these teams have done. Like, Notre Dame's resume is really just not that compelling, right? Like, I mean, they lost to Texas A&M, they lost to Miami. You know, they beat USC, and that's really about it. I don't know. It's kind of a tough one to square. I guess you would say for Miami, you know, obviously a couple of you lose to SMU in overtime, you lose to Louisville, obviously, and those were pretty bad. And you know, I realize, you know, that's basically the difference, right? Losing at home to an unranked, a now unranked Louisville team, and losing to an unranked SMU team. So I guess in terms of, you know, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, Notre Dame, you know, abided by that more than Miami did. And I guess if I was really trying to pick nits, I would say that Miami was quite fortunate to win that game against Notre Dame. I mean, Carson Beck was making throws that he quite frankly hasn't made all year. I mean, it was like an out-of-body experience for him, quite honestly. So, yeah, I get it. I get that it's frustrating, but I think Notre Dame's resume and probably the damage that they've done to themselves is a little bit lesser, just a little bit lesser than what Miami has done, you know, for the rest of the season. So I get it. It's like, you know, in my fantasy football league that I'm in, the head-to-head doesn't matter. They do it on points scored, and it drives me absolutely nuts every year where it comes down to these tiebreakers, and I'm just like, if I beat this person twice, you know, or once, why does that not, you know? So I understand the frustration, and that's a little less high stakes than the college football playoff, admittedly.
I don't know how much do you put on your fantasy football league?
It's for, you know, $150, something like that. I don't even know, but
yeah, just a little different.
But you know, again, it's all about pride, right? It's all about pride at the end of the day. So, I get that it's frustrating, but I think, you know, Miami's losses are worse, and you know, they've got two of them, and I think that's probably the difference right now.
You know, I'm an old school college football fan. I hate rematches. Old school college fan hates rematches, right? Like, I already beat you once. I don't need to beat you again. Why do I have to beat you again to prove that I'm the champ, right? I shouldn't have to do that. That said, you know, last year's committee, and I think this would set a dangerous precedent. Last year's committee second to final last show, they basically said, you know, once you guys are here, you got no more data points. We're not flip flopping you anymore. If somebody were to lose and Notre Dame and Miami would get, you know, put back to back, I would have a problem at this point if they flipped them, even though I think Miami should be ahead of them already. All right, they beat them head to head. They already should be ahead of them. But now if you're going to do this, now you're going to set a precedent where, like, we could just change things on the last day if we want to. Like, if they weren't better than you without playing a game, if you didn't think so, stick to your guns, have some conviction.
Well, I think what we've learned is that the committee has no conviction, and precedent doesn't mean a damn thing, right? Like, it's just whatever they want to do from week to week. And then I think you said it last week, Choppy, they're going to back their logic into whatever scenario they build, and they'll find reasons for each team to be slotted at each spot. So I think if you're a Miami fan, if you're a Notre Dame fan, there's nothing you can root for this weekend other than just, you know, hope that in the case of Irish fans, they've done enough and we'll stay put. And in the case of Miami fans, that they just decide to change their minds after 6 weeks of ranking these teams. Like, that's, I don't know if you necessarily root for particular outcomes at this point. You just hope that if you're a Hurricanes fan, they change their mind for some reason, which, again, because precedent and conviction to principles and all that don't matter, could still happen. On the outside looking in, Texas, Vandy, Utah. I did think it was interesting that late in the week we got word that Vandy, Utah, and even Miami were all talking to each other about maybe scheduling a game to play this weekend, just to put something else out there for the committee to rank. I don't know if that's going to become more common, if teams are going to keep that open as an option. Hey, maybe we got to play somebody on conference championship weekend if we're not actually in the conference championships, or how that affects things going forward, John. But I thought it was interesting that it was something that Vandy was exploring.
Well, yeah, but who was going to be incentivized to play that? I guess, you know, who are you getting to, because you have to have an opponent.
Yeah, I think, you know, Vandy, Utah would have been interesting because it's two teams that are solidly on the outside looking in, and they could say, all right, let's put another quality win on our resume. Miami. I don't think. I don't know.
But it's like, I mean, it's just kind of a joke, right? It's like, you know, you played a 13th game, you know, like, so.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You had to play an additional game to get to the same caliber of resume that the other, you know, 12 teams have in 12 games. So I would have just, I mean, I think you need to just accept your fate a little bit. Should Vandy be in? I mean, I think that's, I kind of expected them to be in. I kind of expected them with what they've done. I mean, beating the living crap out of Tennessee, you know, last week, and I feel like should have maybe weighed a little bit more, but maybe it's just the fact that Josh Heupel, we've just accepted that he's a fraud and that he's just going to be a mediocre coach for the rest of his time in Knoxville. I'm not sure. We'll have to go to RG on that, but I felt like they maybe have done enough to not need a 13th game, but the committee disagrees, and unfortunately, I think you just kind of have to accept that.
I like Josh. We were through the desert for too long, okay? I'm not going to just sit here and just say, hey, you know what? Let's just get rid of you right now. But I will say this. I actually like the idea of that 13th game. And I think that this is the future. This is going to replace conference championship games. Because I don't need to see Georgia and Alabama again. Yeah, I think, and if Alabama loses and they get knocked out, right? I think you're going to see these conferences want to get rid of these games because if you're the second place team in your conference, which of course your conference says that you're the second place team, not Texas A&M, not Ole Miss, Alabama, and then all of a sudden you lose an extra game that you didn't have to play, I would much rather give that to a bubble team.
Well, and in the case of the Big Ten championship game. Is either one of these teams going to fall off of that first four line, the bye line, if they lose?
It's 37 nothing. If it's 37 right. Nothing.
It's 1-2. Whoever loses, if Ohio State loses, they'll just drop to 2. If Indiana loses, maybe they drop to 3, depending on how they lose and Georgia moves up. Maybe Tech blows out BYU and they move up and Indy falls to 4. Neither one of them has fallen off of the top four line, so it's another meaningless conference championship game, really, because they're both going to get a bye regardless. So, yeah, I think it's – eventually I think we're going to go the way of eliminating the conference championship games when the playoff gets expanded even more. And that's just – that's going to happen at some point. More TV inventory for the networks, all that kind of stuff in elimination games, more games on campuses, all this stuff that makes, I would think, both fans – and networks happy. The other interesting possibility here this weekend is that North Texas and JMU, or Tulane and JMU, depending on how things shake out in the American championship game, could both make it. Because if Duke were to upset Virginia, I don't see a world where Duke is placed ahead of North Texas or Tulane and JMU in the rankings. Because, well, Duke is dookie. For lack of a better way to put it. And that wasn't all that cute, but that's what they are. There's a very real possibility the ACC could have nobody in this playoff, John.
Yeah, that's actually interesting. I didn't think about that. Obviously, you know, JMU would have to beat Troy, but that's very much, you know, they're big favorites to do that. So that would really drive RJ up. That would really make RJ upset because he went on this whole rant this week about how no group of five team deserves to get in. How about two, dog? How about two group of five teams in? You like that?
You like that?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. I love it. I love watching that, man. I can't wait. Just sign me up for that Saturday night, 8 p.m.
Take your wife out to dinner.
Three sheets to the wind, man. You know, put that, you know what that, the NFL is going to give, they're going to kick that to the TNT game at noon. Just to get rid of that thing.
Not excited about JMU going to Eugene to play the Ducks?
I'm not excited about the ACC being in this either, okay? But I'll put up with it.
They're just barely in it.
Barely. And that's, look, all joking aside, the question that I've always raised for myself is, do I want the 12 best teams or the 12 most deserving? And that's why it comes down to, like, you know, are you going to tell me that you know, both JMU and Tulane, or the North Texas and JMU, are more deserving than Vanderbilt. Or Vanderbilt and Texas, or Vanderbilt and Miami, or Texas. I'll just never believe that. I get it.
That's why you're going to get hit with an antitrust lawsuit. It just make sure you be on, you're on the lookout.
Yeah,
because it's coming. You're going to.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even. I still.
Oh, you will.
I've heard antitrust lawsuits my whole life. I have no idea what that is.
Just call up one of those lawyers you see on the side of a bus somewhere. They'll take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I live in Memphis, and it's no secret. We've talked about it, you know, as long as we've been doing the show, about me being the chief of the group of five. But I do 100% empathize with that, because if I was a fan of Vanderbilt, presuming they exist, I would say, what the hell, man? You know, I mean, I've done all these things this year. I've been, you know, top 14 all year long. You know, we've done some incredible things, and North Texas is going to get in. Tulane's going to get in. They don't even have their coach. JMU's going to get in. They don't even have their coach. You know, so I understand the feeling like you're just, you know, being boxed out by a team less deserving. I understand that, but like you have to do it, because it's like, this is Division One and these teams participate in Division One, and you know, and unless and until that changes, you know, this is the way it's gotta be.
Yeah, otherwise just separate it into a Power Four and a Group of Five playoff and have
right.
two different champs, if that's the way.
Because let me just make one more point real quick, because you know, people who are college sports purists, right, that isn't that what they talk about, the quote-unquote little guy, that this is why they love college sports, that it's possible. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe that's more true in basketball than it is in football, but think about all those runs with Loyola Chicago and George Mason, and you know, we could go on and on and on, but now they're an inconvenience. You know, now they're in the way. So I think people just need to decide which it is. Is it we want them to participate? We want those stories, or we don't? I'm fine with either. Let's just decide.
Yeah, I want the Cinderella possibility. Yeah, they may go out and they may lose 54-6 if we get like JMU at Oregon. But at the very least, they got to play the game. And the Cinderella factor is why we love March Madness so much. You're right, John. So that's why it's been introduced, the group of five representative, or in this case, maybe representatives, to the idea of the CFP as well. We got some massive games on Saturday, conference championships to kick around. We'll get into those next right here on BetMGMU.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.